It's Seven Land Ham, brought to you by Good Game St. James. The pod has come back to earth, smelling of farts and armpits. We have hamburger wrappers all over the floor and pictures of naked women with biro mustaches adorning the walls. Aaron's socks have escaped of their own free will, and the stains of my pod vest make a Parisian sewer seem fragrant. After 11 months podcasting from near-Earth orbit, we've ridden this stubborn mule called Seven Land Ham back home. It's an interstellar man cave, and nothing can go wrong. evil laughter, hey, Aaron. Hang on a minute. Anyway, to join me in picking the cheese out of my toenails, I'm joined by... Oh, my goodness. It's a girl!
Hi.
That's you.
Yeah, it's me.
Where the fuck is Aaron?
Being weak somewhere.
He's been weak. He's coughing up a lung somewhere. It's just you and I. And who is I?
Nice.
No, I am David.
You are David.
Who is you? It's Madison Crazy Sucker Jones.
I don't want it. Where did that name come from?
That wasn't staged at all, was it?
No.
Crazy Sucker. What's the name of vacuum cleaner?
I haven't.
It's Dyson.
Yeah, I'm no good with cleaning products.
Mad, crazy. Vacuum cleaner, sucker, crazy sucker, mad Dyson.
Was this Aaron?
High five.
No. Is this Aaron that's done this?
That was me.
Oh, right.
That was all my work.
Oh.
But don't give Aaron the quality stuff.
Okay.
He's not even here.
No, well, I didn't think you could come up with something that...
Ingenious?
Yeah.
Clever?
Yeah.
We're off to a flyer. You can come back.
Very impressed.
All right. As I can't ask gentlemen how are we, so lady... How are we?
I'm brilliant. Thank you.
Brilliant.
How are you?
Had a big day. No one asked me how I am. It's no point.
That's so rude.
I'm just the voice in the room here, in the pod.
Well, I am too today.
Yeah, so what happened today?
I was at the Perth Games Festival.
Oh, that's exciting.
In Perth.
So we're doing a games podcast. How did you find your way in here?
I stumbled upon it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just found it. I sniffed out games. That's what I do.
You sniffed out games.
Yeah.
Straight from that. So you were in the gaming, what was it? Conference?
It was a
convention.
Games festival.
Games festival.
At university this semester, we've been building a game for the last 13 weeks.
Is that what university's become?
It is. It's brilliant. And
it's like
it.
About studying and shit. And now they just we have Toby, he comes in, he just makes movies. And then you're coming in saying, yeah, we just play games.
Yeah, well, we do. That's all I did for one unit, play games.
I've got to get young again and do that sort of shit.
But
anyway.
So we built this game and we were really proud of it.
So even with that massive stench of game around, you managed to sniff out Seven Land Ham. That's how bad we've smelt since we came back to...
Yeah.
What do you think of the pod?
I think it's brilliant. I love this room. I love the flowers that... always there.
They were always there.
Yeah,
regular,
always there.
Regular thing.
And my cocktail, yeah.
Yeah, shh, shh.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So it's just you and I in a room.
In the room.
With flowers and cocktails.
Yeah.
This is the best night of my life, Maddie. Oh, my God. I'm glad the wife doesn't listen to this show. Gamer girl stuff, hey? So why are we doing this? Why are we calling it why gamer girl?
I think, first off, not that I get offended by gamer girl, but I just never see the need to stick girl in front of gamer.
But it's after gamer.
Gamer girl.
Gamer girl comes afterwards.
Well, girl gamer. The term girl gamer.
All right,
gamer girl.
Rewind. Gamer chick.
Yeah. No.
Wench.
Wench. Ho.
Yeah. Gamer ho.
Gamer ho.
No, that's Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron.
You can't have that.
No, okay.
Gamer ho is already taken. So, gamer girl. So we're doing a different... So, yeah. My first thought was like, dude, does anybody give a shit anymore? You know, is it really... a thing? Is it, or do you just rock up and play? I thought, but you know, I'm like the middle-aged white loser guy, you know, it's like, you know, I've got nothing to complain about because I'm a middle-aged white loser guy. I've got everything
mm-hmm.
going for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk in somewhere, I don't see anyone, like if there's a girl there or anything like that, I'm thinking, yeah, that's good for her, good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Any ethnic minority, anyone who's gay, who's playing,
mm-hmm.
any kind of, you know, outsider group, I just kind of doesn't register. So
yeah.
What's it like from within?
Well, it's some people like yourself don't care and it doesn't mean anything to them, but you have a lot of people, a lot of men, males in particular, that it still means a lot to them when you
this is where I can
the
slide
door.
Them on like men give men such a bad image.
Some I mean it's not all men, so it's not, and some women too, and I think that the men that do it just speak louder.
So what, you're saying that, like, girls sort of will frown upon you for being part of a gaming community?
No, I think girls
as well.
are sometimes a little bit intimidated to do it.
Yeah, well, that's understandable, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is.
You walk
into
a hall full of, you know, until recent years, very smelly guys with questionable social skills, which has a lot, changed a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
because,
absolutely,
but, yeah, that's got to be intimidating.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And it used to intimidate me, but I don't give a crap anymore. And
so what was it? You must have been, there must have been a strong motivation to overcome that at some stage then. I mean, what was it?
I think it was high school. I
you didn't want to be in it, and well, there were people playing games, and you thought, see you later.
Well, a lot of my girlfriends in high school didn't understand, so it wasn't something that I could play this video game and want to talk about it with them. And
how many girlfriends did you have in high school, Maddie? Don't count them on your fingers. It's embarrassing.
You know what? You understand when I say girlfriends.
I'm not,
it's not being a gay thing here. No, I mean, like, friends that are girls.
Friends that were girls in high school. I was just making a joke like you had no friends, so you just had to go
With them. I have no friends now.
You have no friends
I
now.
Had friends
because
in
of your
high
commitment to gaming. Right, yeah.
Yeah. This is back in high school.
So that's again. So that's it. So you're casting yourself adrift from the girl clique. And going into games and because of what? What was it that you saw and just went, I want to do better that? More than the usual?
I don't know. I mean, I've played games and been in love with them since before I can remember.
Yeah.
And it wasn't something I wanted to do in high school. I loved it so much I didn't think that, oh, I'm going to make video games. That was not... I'm going to become a part of this gaming community. It wasn't... I just played games and that was just something that
I did. So you're talking more about the video game sort of stuff? Is that where it started?
Yeah. Because, I mean, with Magic and board games and that, it was never something I did in high school.
Yeah.
Video games was my thing and that's...
So I thought you would have told me, because you've got an art background, which we'll get to later on, that you would have, like, pretty much like... That was my thing. I always wanted to do, like, I would see the War Machine characters and all that sort of stuff. I want to paint them. But then guys would go, all right, I want to defeat your army. And I was like, well, I don't really want to... I'm not any good at strategy games, but I love the art of it.
Yeah.
Or you'd want to get the D&D manuals and stuff.
Because
they've got good pictures in them.
I've got
the words got in the way.
So many art books and so many game guides and everything, and I would draw them all the time. You know, I do fan art games all the time, but I don't know. It just never crossed my mind that it would be something that I could do, and so I went for something else.
Yeah. So it sort of guided you into your studies, obviously, because you said earlier on you're at uni now.
Yeah.
So okay. So do you think is it just is the generally that amazement thing? You know, like when like you know your general guy comes in and sits down and he's like, "I'm going to be playing against you." Is it like a patronizing thing? Like you won't have the skills to play? Is that sort of thing happening?
Occasionally, once or twice.
Yeah,
where you have some people where they feel the need because I'm a girl.
Yeah. You don't have to keep telling me that.
No, I know. Sometimes I feel the need to tell myself.
I've got my glasses on and you're about a meter and a half away from me.
No, but they feel like I have to prove it.
Maddie is a girl.
Just in case you've missed that.
Just underline that. We'll put a picture in the show notes.
Yeah, just so you're all clear. I know. Yeah.
So people sit down.
Yeah, they can ask you really in-depth questions about, you know, the board game or video games or whatever it is, comics even, just to prove that you know something.
Oh, they want
about
you to, they want to, you to test
me.
Your metal.
Yeah,
though,
test
so
me
quiz
because
you.
I think that I'm just there to, I don't even know.
Yeah, go on, say. what is it like to make the place look pretty?
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, yeah. I worked in, do you know Game, the video game retailer?
Years ago, that went into
administration.
Yeah, the purple one.
Yeah, I worked there for about six, seven months, and I loved it, right? But I had more than one occasion where it was usually a man, like a older man, you know, maybe mid-20s. My favorite one was when I had a man come in, look me up and down, and ask me if I knew anything about this stuff.
Just straight out.
Yeah. And see, I was only a 17-year-old
I mean, that's
girl.
Probably not just because like, I'm ignorant. I had no idea that sort of stuff would still happen, you know? I was thinking, well, past that, we're into, you know, one world, man.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, you know, sharing everything. So, yeah. Oh, I suppose. So,
and it's got a lot better. It has got a lot better.
But how long ago was that?
Oh, I was about 17, 18. So what?
I don't know.
I can't do maths. 4 years ago? Three, 4 years ago, yeah. And I've never been to the point where I've not been so angry that I can't say anything back. I was literally speechless. But I had a couple of occasions where they would come in and test why I was there. And it was...
See, I don't understand that at all, because like my whole experience with girls was just being like, I would just turn into a stuttering, blithering idiot around them.
Well, some of them would come in and...
go, oh my God, I'm too afraid to talk to her. Yeah. I wonder if the spotty guy over there can help me in a minute.
Yeah, I had that once.
Yeah.
I had somebody say, I don't want to, can I be served by somebody else?
Well, they actually said
it
straight up.
I had that once, yeah.
Oh, man. You've got to be, high-fiving yourself after that. You're going, yeah.
I was like, yeah. Yeah, sure. No worries. Yeah. And some of them don't look at you at all. There's no eye contact. And there's, you know, you're trying to be friendly and everything. And you're talking about games and you're all into it. And they just won't look at you. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm just happy to see. Usually, I'm happy to see anyone who's enthusiastic about it. You know, like you walk into pretty much any store, I think, and if there's someone who's keen on whatever, you know, because you're there because you're keen on whatever it is.
Yeah.
Unless you're there picking up. Apologies to our mechanic friends. We love you all. If you're walking for like new wiper blades or something for your car, and the guy's like, "Oh yeah, these ones will last 6 months longer than these other ones because of special rubber." I'm like, "Fuck that shit, man! Just get me some wiper blades and I'm out of here."
Yeah.
But if it's something like games or something, you're walking in there. You know, anyone who's enthusiastic about it, I think that's
especially
that's
if you love it too. I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So if you go into a store and you're enthusiastic and they're enthusiastic, you can have a big hug and it's like, yeah, high fives everywhere and good days.
Yeah, no, yeah. And don't get me wrong, I had some people that come in and they were brilliant. You know, had wicked conversations and all that, but.
Yeah, I suppose it's only like one or two people can like ruin your day, month, week.
Yeah. I mean, they've stuck in my head, so it's.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
But, you know, it was still good. It was still a brilliant place to work, and I made some really good friends there and that. So. Yeah,
discounts on electronic games.
Yep.
So you got a big catalogue from the working in there it going to administration, and what are we going to do with all this stock?
Yeah, and I was like, well, I'll buy it.
I'll help you. Yeah.
My game collection massively improved when I worked there.
Yeah. So that was like when you were working in there. So what's the sort of experience has been for just like in gaming in general? Do you do more electronic stuff? So is it more online or like do you play the board gaming stuff like you know what we're usually talking about here or magic stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I started playing the magic stuff this year, which I really, really liked. But
that's right. We got you down to a draft, didn't we?
Yeah, it was wicked fun. I've just been so busy with...
Yeah, we don't do that anymore anyway. Now we just do regular drafting. Yeah,
I still want to come down there and start once uni finishes.
Well, you got it now. It's like a new set, you know. It's like now's the time to strike. Kinds of Taikia.
Yeah.
And I tried the other day, and this will probably cover this on the next podcast. I came down and tried to jump into the Super Series and it didn't go well.
No.
I think one person dropped as soon as they saw the cards. I played two matches, and then I became the second person to drop. I was just that bad. But I'm sure Aaron and Kian will be back to remind me of that in a fortnight's time. So, yeah, so just general experiences, stuff like that. Do you got any stories?
All the experiences I've had here,
playing
Magic, and I've played a couple of board games with the guys in here and that. It's been wicked fun. They've been really, really good. Everybody's so friendly, and I've never had an issue. It's not usually... when you're playing games, it's never face-to-face that I have the issue.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of... Well, not a lot, because I haven't played a massive online game in a while, because, again, I've been busy. But I've had... I've experienced some things online.
They get you online as well?
Yeah.
That's the thing. I thought everyone was just... because I haven't done a lot of online gaming.
Mm.
I thought there was just like a whole bunch of guys with semi kind of androgynous / girl names. And then people would go on there and go, "Hey, you want a game?" Because, you know, they'd just...
Mm-hmm.
And then they would hit on each other and they'd go, "Ha, I'm a guy."
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or they would just get a whiff that you were a girl and then they just incessantly wouldn't leave you alone.
That's happened, you know. Are you a girl? I'm like, I got to the point where I used to say no. I would say no, and they go, okay. Because I can think I can pass as a teenage boy.
Because they can hear your voice?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, cause
give us your teenage boy voice.
This is pretty much it.
It's the same voice. Yeah, the same voice.
Because that was the question you get asked. I'm like, "Are you a girl?" And I go, "Well..." And I remember when I used to play COD. Like,
I'm sure we used to be way more stressed out about girls back in the day than this.
Well, yeah, like, you were.
Did guys become idiots in the past 10 or 15 years?
Back when I used to play COD a lot, back in high school, and Call of Duty. And you'd play online and you'd have the whole, "Oh, are you a girl?" And then you'd go, "Well, yeah." Because, you know, why should I have to lie about it, you know? So I go, "Yeah, okay, I am."
Yeah.
And so you'd get messages, you know, "Oh, send me a picture," or, you know what I mean? I had that.
Yeah. "Why are you wearing clothes in that picture?"
You know what I mean? I'm like, "No, I'm not going to send you a picture." And it was, yeah. It was, sometimes it was good experiences, like I made friends online, but sometimes it wasn't.
Okay, so this is taking a different tack to what I thought it would then. So if I thought I'd really start off and we'll be just saying, okay, get my girl sort of stuff, and it'd just be like, yeah, you just have a different approach to playing, all that sort of stuff. I didn't really think any of the prejudice stuff would still be around, so that's quite amazing to me. So I suppose to undo a bit of that, and this sounds like a stupid thing as well, right? If you're going to sit down and play with anyone, what should they do or what should they avoid doing? Like, you've got top five, like, things not to do. And this is just going to be like, just be a normal person, isn't it?
Yeah, just...
Yeah, don't treat, be a dick.
Yeah, treat her as if...
she was your friend.
Yeah, like, there shouldn't be any rules. Like, just treat them like a normal person. Treat them like you would playing a guy. I mean, you know what I mean? There's no difference whatsoever.
I feel like this is really bad podcasting and really boring, but hopefully somewhere, a penny just dropped for someone.
Yeah, hope some of you are listening.
And next time I play a girl, I'll just treat her like she's just a person.
I'm not going to interrogate her. I'm not going to ridicule her. I'm not going to intimidate her. Because she has nothing to prove.
Ah, shit. Now I feel like Bill Cosby or something. Where, you know, at the end of the... You know, like... do you remember The Cosby Show?
No.
No, what did they... back in the day, they used to have, like, sitcoms where the... You know, there'd be a bit of comedy at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then the teenage son or daughter would do something and it'd be bad. Mm. But they'd overcome adversity. And at the end, they'd sit down with the parents and the parents would go, "Now, you see, Maddie, this is why you shouldn't do this, that, or the other." And you'd learn something. And you'd go home and you'd go, yeah, I won't do that anymore. And I feel like we're just, the whole podcast so far has just been that bit.
Okay. Well, I
used to hate that bit. I used to like the bit at the beginning with the jokes. And I used to tune out. So it's still shit from there.
Well, I didn't want to go dark on it, but... And I don't want to sound preachy or anything, but the reality of it is it's something that I think...
Like I said, I'm feeling a bit ignorant with it because I just thought it would be pretty plain sailing. You just come in and you just do whatever. I thought it might be a little bit intimidating just walk into a room with... I don't know. I was going to say a bit intimidating just walk into a room and there's like, you know, 80 guys there and three girls. But I did occupational therapy at university. And it was like there was 90 girls in the year and there was 5 guys in the year. And I was pretty much sick of girls by the end of the day because they'd just sit around yammering away about pointless bullshit. And by about 1 o'clock, you'd be joining in. You'd be going, that I can't believe that Monica did that on Friends. Oh, I'm so dark on her. What's going to happen next week? And then you'd hit about 4 or 5 o'clock and you go, who the fuck am I becoming? Yeah. And then you'd just go home. You'd go and I'd hang out with all my guys that were doing computing.
Yeah.
In the computer building, and they'd be like, "Yeah, let's go out and find some girls." It's like, "No, fuck that. Let's hang here and just like, get some pizza and get drunk together. This is great, guys." No, let's do some girl stuff. I was like, "No,
no more."
So yeah, I'm the worst person to talk to. I don't know. I thought,
like I said, it's got better. It's got a lot better. But you look online, you don't have to look very far. I mean, I've seen girl YouTubers play and. They've had guys turn around and go, "Oh, shouldn't you be doing ironing? Or you have no right to play this game? Or bitch, you make me a sandwich." Do you know what I mean?
I think even though as a guy you get that. I mean, Dave and I used to go around and we would play. Like when we were playing 40K, I remember we went to a few isolated clubs here and there. And just, not, it doesn't sound dirty, does it?
No.
It's like, it's just like nerd clubs that were playing 40K.
Yeah.
And we'd go in there. And this was the days, you know, when I'd be proud of painting my army up and everything. But it was just to look at.
Yeah.
And then I realized I had to learn to play the game. I'd go in there and there'd just be these total dickheads just, and they'd be so just like poor at the social skills. And I remember one time starting a game on one table and David kicked off a game with someone else on another table. And they'd pretty much just roll the dice as he would go first and David go, "Nah, that's it. I'm packing up. It's over." Because the guy was just such a dick, you know, it's just the way it went down.
Yeah.
So I know there's a little bit of that in gaming culture, a little bit. And like you say, it's a lot better. So I think if anybody's going to crash into one of those kind of characters, it's going to be a bit odd anyway.
Yeah.
Just social behavior is a bit awkward for some people. But I think that's one of the good things about the gaming community is that it sort of keeps people involved and there's lots of people around to role model better behavior anyway. So, you know, if you're finding yourself, you know, if you're kind of socially awkward anyway, you know, and you're in a gaming crowd, there's plenty of people like interacting and the people find their way and like learn some skills there you know?
Yeah.
So it's really good that like girls are getting involved because it just didn't make sense to me how, you know, like something like I'm not into strategy games too much or I'm not very good at them. Mm-hmm. I like how they look.
Yeah. But, pretty look at.
Yeah. Pretty look at. But, you know, I've lost my train of thought now. It's just like, yeah, that's right. It's like the, you know, having, there's plenty of girls who are smart enough to like out math me by miles. So, you know, like that should mean that they'd be quite good at playing magic. You know, mm-hmm. it's like there's all that sort of stuff there. And girls are in a narrative, you know, as a writer, you know, they say that the main reading population out there are just women. Like, guys aren't reading that much anymore. So yeah. all these games that we're playing, they're very narrative, strong narrative component to them. You know, it's not just the boring Target and Kmart sort of games. So, you know, it seemed just like ideal for like girls to be engaged with it. So, it just seemed like I'd feel like some girls might be missing a trick there. You know, it might be like something that they'd really enjoy that they're just, like you said, feeling a bit intimidated about. Or
yeah, and I mean, it's not just guys that are like when they meet a girl gamer, they're like, oh my god, because I've got a couple of good friends that are girls that are now do what I do that I met them through uni. But it's not when I meet somebody in the street and it comes up, we get just excited because we've not met another girl that, you know.
if you met another girl who's playing games.
Like, I was buying.
I don't know what terminology to use now.
No, neither do I. But I was buying art supplies once and.
You're buying what?
Art supplies. Paint, whatever. And a conversation came up and I told her what I did at uni and she got so excited. She was like, oh my God, have you played Skyrim? And I was like, yeah. So then we sat and talked about Skyrim for half an hour and it was just really nice to meet another girl that, you know. And so it's not just for guys as well.
Mm.
And I mean, the whole negative thing is, it's like I said, they just talk the loudest. It's not like everybody's like that. And when it happens, everybody knows it's bad and they all get shunned.
Good. I heard on another podcast, though, it's good. We don't necessarily want to have those people shut up either, because if they raise their voice and point and say something like that, it kind of lets us know where the dickheads are and also allows that behavior to be addressed by other people as well.
Which it is, and then it's frowned upon. So
So that person walks away going, I think I'll shut the fuck up next time instead of being a dickhead. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know, it's tougher to say because, you know, I was thinking, you know, maybe in the 80s or the 90s, you go back in time and it was a bit more, it was a bit more accepted to be outwardly rude to people. But I don't know if that was just a matter of being younger anyway, you know, like when you're a kid, you do stupider shit and feel free to say stupider shit. So I don't know if that's just a symptom of being younger or if... it was just different back in the day. But now, I'm almost an adult, Maddie.
Almost.
I feel like I thought that all stuff had sort of gone away and people were working really hard just to be nice to each other.
No, not even a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Except unless if you're on the road, that doesn't seem to be...
No, doesn't count.
At all. No.
No.
All right. Have you got friends, girlfriends, that you still socialize with who don't game?
Yeah.
And do you try to drag them into gaming? Or do they avoid it? Do they make fun of you for it?
No, they don't anymore. I remember in high school, they used to go, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Type of thing. Because they just didn't understand. But because I've been ranting and raving about it for years now, they kind of just accept it. They're like, okay, this is what she does, this is what she loves, and you know. And I had a lot of support today at the games festival. I had girlfriends that text me and said, I hope everything goes well, you know, that type of thing. Whatever it is, I hope it goes well. It's a lot more.
Did you turn around to them wild eyed and go, do you know how many spotty greasy guys with poor body odor I have? I can get any of these guys.
And
they're just looking at you like, Maddie, I see what you've done now.
Lucky girl.
Lucky girl, yeah? Do you get that a lot?
No.
Okay.
I should, but no, I don't.
No.
But the whole dragging them into it, I remember being in year 8, year 9, whatever it was, and Metal Gear Solid had come out, the third one.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember...
What's the name of the guy in that?
Snake.
What's his full name?
Solid Snake.
That's ridiculous,
Naked Snake.
Is that the Japanese?
Snake in that one.
Well, really?
Yeah, for MGS3, it was Naked Snake because it was Big Boss. So, Solid Snake's dad.
Now, is that just the translation fuck up?
Well, no, because the whole reason why they named him Naked Snake, because he went into the mission with nothing. So, he was naked. So, he had to find everything
on site. But they just called him Solid Snake.
Yeah, there's always been the whole sexual innuendo of that.
That's not even an innuendo. I mean, we crack knob gags in here regularly. And even we would blush at saying that. We would go, nah, that's just too obvious.
When I was a kid, I was... You blissfully thought I was unaware of
like,
oh, everything.
Solid Snake.
I was like, that's
man.
So fucking cool.
No
you
one's
know?
Taking
like,
this guy down except for a mongoose.
No, it was as soon as I stepped out into the real world and I was like, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway,
first boyfriend, check out Solid Snake.
Yeah.
Go, what are you fucking talking about, man? There's no console around here.
Yeah, go get the fucking game. And I was like, oh, okay. So I remember having a couple of girlfriends over to sleep and I was trying to get them to play it and they were so bored. So bored. And I was like, come on, you have to play this game. Like, I love this game. You got to play it. And it was, they ended up going to snow.
Got makeup on the controller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have been so pissed.
Yeah.
So pissed. I'd be like, bitch, you owe me a new controller.
All right. So what else? You mentioned earlier on that you got some crazy stories about like really bad shit that's gone down. I mean,
really bad shit.
Really bad shit.
Just a couple of...
I oversold it.
A little bit,
lovely things that happened.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, in the last year or so, I've been trying to obviously get into the games industry. And I've had a couple...
We'll get into that a bit later on as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But... Because, you know, it's not only the gaming community, it's the industry as well that's a bit...
The whole industry.
Yeah. I mean, nothing that I've... Really bad that I've experienced, but I've read a lot of stories about women that have received death threats and rape threats and all this kind of thing.
For trying to get into the industry.
For being in the industry.
For often being in it.
Yeah. They're making games and so their name is out there and they get threats. And I don't even know why. I don't know why.
It's an absolute
mystery,
isn't it?
Yeah, but
because I, you know, if I'm playing a game and I just want awesome graphics, I don't give a shit.
Who made it? Like, you know, whether they were gay or whether they're a woman or whether they're a man, is how old they were. Do you know what I mean? Who cares?
If they were middle aged and white and balding, I'd fucking hate the guy.
Yeah, that just
because that could be me.
All of them. Anybody that fits that category, hate them.
Lucky bastard. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I hate them. Yeah.
So, you know,
that's bizarre. That is absolutely bizarre.
I don't get it, to be honest, because I mean, you don't even know this person, and yet you. But it happens. I've read that story many times of that happening to women in the industry. So
I could see, like, if there's a competitive thing, you know, and you're trying to get into the industry or something, and you just hate on someone just because they're in your way. I suppose if it's, you know, because I've always ever, you know, working in health, working in the government, it's just not. It's not really like private company competitive thing, really. Just rock up and do your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't really understand that world either. I'm just an innocent child.
Clearly.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Well, don't do any of the above, everybody, because it's ridiculous. Hey, we've got, we haven't got Aaron's quiz later. We haven't got that.
Because he's not here.
We could slag him off for a whole section.
I'm so good at that.
Well, maybe we'll do
I'm
a
so
bit of
good
that.
At that.
All right, maybe we'll come back with, instead of Bust the Booster, we'll do Bust an Aaron.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking we could Bust the Booster and just, I don't know, see what's in there and see if there's any art in there that we like. And basically, hopefully, we'll open up like a foil Sorin and then everyone will be super sick on the other podcast.
Yes.
All right, we're back after this. It's Bust a Booster. What are we doing? This isn't, this is Gamer Girl or Not episode. It's not the... It's not their magic podcast. There's no Kian, no Aaron.
No.
It's just me and you, Maddie. And I've got a booster anyway. I thought we could open it and just see what's in there. Hopefully we'll get a good card. And maybe we can, what we could do is we could try and pick our favorite card, even though neither of us know too much about what the hell's inside.
Sounds good.
And then, you know, explore the wrath of everyone that's out there. Okay. And because you're an artist, you might be able to tell us something about some of these guys. Do you know Zoltan Boros?
No.
Off to a Flyer. Barrage of Boulders. Now, I played someone who played a little bit against me with that. Gives a bit of one damage to... Okay, we've got to read that out to us, Maddie. What does that one do? These are all from Khans of Tarkir, I should say.
Barrage of Boulders deals one damage to each creature you don't control.
Yeah.
It's ferocious. If you control a creature with power 4 or greater, creatures can't block this turn.
Yeah.
So...
I don't know. Sounds a bit controlly and a bit hatey.
A bit hatey, yeah.
A bit hatey and a bit controlly. So, yeah, that happened. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Moving right along, because we don't have much information like the other guys do. Mardu Hateblade. He's 1 white for a 1/1. And for a swamp, you can make him get Death Touch. So a bit of OCAX there. That's what we call OCAX here. That's the off-color activation cycle.
Right.
So you're playing white and black. Aaron or Kian would say, yeah, that's part of this tribe or that tribe.
I quite like the painting on it.
The painting?
Like
who did the art?
Ryan Alexander Lee.
You know anything about his work?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I know who my favourites are. My favourites stick in my head and I tend to be quite...
Oh, well, hopefully we'll bump into some of those. Carla Ortez, she one of them?
Nope.
Could be a he.
Tricked
you there. Carla? Yes. Yeah. Woolly Loxodon. 7 cost for 6/7. Oh, but he's got the morph thing there. this crazy. This is like, you know, the big elephants with anthropomorphic elephants.
Mm.
This reminds me of those really bad Dungeons and Dragons art from years ago where they would do stuff like, werebat and stuff like that. They'll just get one animal and another animal.
and mush them together.
Yeah. And it was ridiculous. So you've got like an elephant man there. There's mm-hmm. just a giant elephant. We've already have them.
Still pretty though.
You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, this one's more my sort of style. Bit of revelation. Three in a swamp for a sorcery. Look at the top four cards of your library. Put two of them into your hand and the rest into your graveyard. You lose two life. Now that, I don't like the idea of that, but that's all to do with they've got this thing going now where you're actually filling your grave full of cards for the new delve mechanic, which you can pay mana and exile cards from your graveyard for the cost of the card.
All right.
I believe. I could be fucking half of this up. And, okay. we're going to get severely reprimanded by the guys.
Bring it.
Embodiment of Spring. It's looks like an outtake from Frozen. It's one blue for a 0/3 something or other. Don't know who painted that one. I threw it over to you before.
Wayne Reynolds. No. Seen some of his stuff before, yeah. I think. Yeah, he's quite cool. I really like this one.
Well, there's, yeah.
Yeah, it does look like it's been torn out of Frozen and... But yeah, I still like it.
Did you see that thing on YouTube where they made Frozen as a horror movie?
Yes, I did.
That's good.
Yes,
you got to go see that. Yes, oh yes, man,
that was
this.
Cool.
If I was more better at doing show notes, Frozen as a horror movie. I'll write that down. Frozen as a horror movie. I'll try and put that out because that is great. And they just sucked all the color out of it and chopped bits and pieces together.
It makes it look really dark, yeah.
Do you want to build a snowman?
the last bit was like the big, what is he?
This is like an angry ice...
Snowman.
Yeah. It's going... And yeah.
He's done a couple, so cool. Actually. I remember watching a couple.
Same guy.
He's done a couple where he turns them into kind of horror movies. I think he did it with Toy Story, I think, which was also a really cool one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Made it look like it was a horror movie as well.
So that would be on a channel. So that was... Yeah, it was just one-off.
I can't remember the guy's name, but he's got like a channel where he kind of does that type of thing.
Don't worry. People come here for information. So far, we've been able to say nothing about any of these artists.
I have none of that.
And can't reference this guy on Facebook. Okay. YouTube,
yeah. Good work.
This artist is called Min Yum.
Rings a vague bell.
Yeah. Act of Treason. This is an old sort of trope, you know, where you pay a bit of money.
Okay.
And you grab their card, you play their guy creature against the other person.
Tigery looking creature, yeah.
Yeah, again, cool. It's a little bit of a tiger man.
Mm.
Put that with the elephant man one. Because I reckon that's not... Not really our sort of thing. Well, it's not my sort of thing. Oh, Ryan Alexander Lee's had a bit of a go at this one. Efreet Weapon Master. That's a blue, red, and white. You ready? Ready for knowledge?
Mm-hmm.
It's Jeskai. That's the tribe of Jeskai.
Right.
I say it confidently because there's no one that can prove me wrong right here and now. Efreet Weapon Master. What do you think of that picture?
I quite like it.
Yeah?
I really like the... There's some cards that I don't really like the style of because they're so wishy-washy and very like watercolored down. And whereas this one, it's so clean and precise, and I love it.
But that's sort of what went wrong with like Jason Chan, I felt, because he was a little bit grittier in the Innistrad sort of era or a bit before. Like I think the Vampire Nighthawk. Have you seen that card?
Yeah. Yep.
That was an older release, but I'd only seen that in M13, I think.
Uh-huh.
And that's quite gritty and dirty.
Mm.
And then by the time in the Ravnica block. When he was doing Death Pact Angel, I think it was.
Yeah.
It was just super clean, polished. Everything was super, you know, like she looked like she was made out of porcelain.
Mm-hmm.
And all the clothes looked like they'd just been ironed into that swirly position.
Yeah.
I didn't like that quite as much. And there was another picture of his where there was a woman on a horse or something like that. And it was just, it was over the top clean.
Mm.
I much preferred the Vampire Nighthawk days.
Yeah.
Yeah. But great artist still. Siegecraft. Oh, this is your enchantment to +2/+4 enchant creature for four. Looks like they've got another. He's not a man. He's just a big tusked dinosaur guy hauling a half a city through town.
Oh wow!
Siegecraft.
I quite like that one.
Yeah, got a bit of size to it.
Yeah.
Who painted that one?
Victor Titov.
Ah, okay.
He did another one. He did that bit of revelation that we were just talking
about. Victor Titov.
Yeah, I wasn't going to try him.
Thornwood Falls by Atian Zana is land, so I missed out. We didn't hit John Avon just yet. Man, we're getting nobody that I recognize. That's just one of your, I don't know. Those are lands that got a special name for it. One or two. It could be I don't want to say it's a refuge. Should I put my money down?
You're gone.
It's not a fetch land.
It's pretty, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I do like it.
Actually, I'm not like, happy with any of the ones we've got so far. All right, we're into the uncommons now anyway. So we've got an uncommon. We've got Riverwheel Aerialists by Jack Wang. I like that name.
Jack Wang.
Wang. 6 for a 4/5 with flying prowess. Prowess is one of the new mechanics where you can, if you cast a non-creature spell, you get +1/+1 until the end of turn. Some dancing alien avatar dudes.
Oh, yeah,
ribbons.
That looks like it's been pulled out of Avatar, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks like Avatar doing an Olympic Games, yeah. Floor exercise, gymnastics.
That's how I'm going to remember this card. It's Avatar Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give that 5/4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. This is our second uncommon, Pine Walker. This one looks like an old sort of style of art, actually. Dave Kendall. He's been around a lot. I remember him. I don't think you're going to...
Oh, wow.
You do frame extensions. I don't think you're going to see any of these cards for frame extensions.
No, probably not. Maybe some full extensions, but I haven't done any of those in a while, to be honest.
What's the difference?
Well, full extension, I get rid of the text box.
Oh, right.
It's just the entire card I paint
can
over.
Can they still play with them then?
Yeah.
Yeah, as you long just got to have the name.
Yeah, the name and the...
And the power and toughness.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
As long as I leave that. But with the new cards, they've got the little foil...
Yeah.
Thing down the bottom.
So you've got to leave that in.
Yeah. Leave that as well. Yeah.
That would be, well, no, that's I think that's only for the rares.
Oh, yeah.
But that's probably the only ones that they'll probably get you to do, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah, they're all legal unless you had some real asshole that turned around and said, no, that's not okay. But
oh, so the person can say.
Yeah, because I've spoken to Aaron about it before and I made sure that whenever I did cards, like, it's still going to be, especially if they asked, is it still going to be okay to play in tournaments and stuff?
Yeah.
And Aaron says, you know, it is, but you could have a...
Someone just...
Just be an asshole and go, you can't play with that. Well, but I don't think it's...
As we've identified earlier on in this podcast, there are no more assholes playing in the gaming world.
Oh, well, yeah, no, there you go. Fine. So you'll be fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of... I didn't want to reveal the rare just yet, to even to myself. So we've got a warrior token card at the back by... Yefim Kligerman.
Yefim all these artists, Kligerman. I don't know.
I know, this is bizarre. Mm. I was really hoping we'd find some artists that were like, hey, Noah Bradley.
Hi.
You know Noah Bradley?
Yes.
Yeah.
We like Noah Bradley.
Swamp card. This is the card we're most excited about. And this is cool. I saw this card and I really liked it because the water kind of looks stagnant. The ground sort of... There's a hole in the ground, sort of where it looks like this creature's fallen in and just like died. There's a similar sort of thing in the distance, but it looks like a rib cage sort of thing. It looks like a creature sort of died there, and the bones.
Oh,
are
wow!
Just
yeah, that's awesome.
Up. Yeah,
look at that.
It's still like. Did you see Drown in Sorrow from the last set? Where there's that guy kneeling down, just going, having a really bad day, and the clouds are just all.
Yeah,
that was a killer.
Very cool.
Brilliant atmosphere.
I love Noah Bradley. I think.
Hey, you know what, Maddie? I think we've got a foil.
Oh.
All right. Yeah, we do. Okay, so the last uncommon is Jeskai Elder, which I have got a funny... Well, you'll let you the judge of that. Jeskai Elder, someone played against me in the Super Series, and they said, yeah, something about a dancing grandma. And as soon as you see it, it's bang on. It's not the most inspiring.
Oh, my God.
Hard-hitting. You've got to think, you're what is it?
I love it.
You're an amazing magician,
right.
About to duel off against another magician across a massive plain, which is the battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
And you're thinking, I think I'll get Grandma down.
Oh, yeah, look at her.
Jeskai Elder.
She looks like she could kick ass.
Send her in.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd be like, she's coming. Just wait. Yeah, she's got a frame.
Yeah, just...
You wait till she gets... No, she's still coming.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. No, don't cast another spell. She's coming.
Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. The rare it's so down on this whole pack. The rare looks so shit. It's Herald of Anafenza by Aaron Miller. It's just a guy blowing into a ridiculous pipe. All we can do is hold out for the foil, which isn't really anything. Oh, it's a foil Bitter Revelation, which I think is my second favorite card from the pack. And we've got to foil one of those. Uh-huh. So, yeah, without doubt, which card are you going to pick? I know which I'm going for.
I really love Dancing Grandma.
I'm not going for Dancing Grandma.
No, I'm a bit biased towards...
Which card are you going to pick for art reasons?
For art reasons,
Guess neither of us are heavy hitters in the Magic world.
No, I'm really not. Like I said, I've been out the loop a couple of months now, so I feel like... I don't know, because I must admit, I do like the Avatar Olympics.
Oh, really?
One.
You like Avatar Olympics?
Yeah, I don't know, there's something Olympics. About it. And then I'm very biased towards Noel Bradley.
The Noel Bradley one's fantastic.
Yeah, and I quite like Wayne Reynolds' Frozen Iceman one.
Yeah.
This is the problem. There's always so many Frozen. That I just like a lot.
The Frozen picture it's a cleaner kind of picture, isn't it? It's not as messy, like you said, with the boulders.
Yeah, no, the boulders one isn't too bad. I was more the act of treason, how it's so kind of watercolored down. I mean, it is nice. I do like it, but I prefer the very it's either. Messy, or it's kind of
okay. Well,
clean
if you're still deciding for art reasons, I'm definitely going for the Noah Bradley Swamp.
Yeah, I think I might have to as well. Just because
I think that's the prettiest card. I'll take a photo of the pack.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll put it on. I'll tweet it and let everyone know that we chose the swamp. And it wasn't even ironic this week.
You can all tell us how wrong we were.
A lot of times we take a picture of the pack and there's a total bomb in there, and everyone goes, "I'd take the token, man."
Mm.
And we go, "Oh, come on, just pick the cup proper for today." Taken for art reasons.
No,
we're taking the swamp.
Yeah.
Welcome back. What a blob! That was a good blob. Hey,
mm-hmm.
You like that?
Yeah,
we just
I did.
Like got the instruments out and just cranked it.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Favorite game, Maddie. What is it?
The Uncharted board game, and you're all gonna hate me for that, but I don't care. Aaron and I. I bought it last year in Melbourne. I don't own many board games, but I bought that last year.
Why did you buy that one?
Because I love Uncharted.
You love Uncharted.
Yeah.
Have you played any other? Like a franchise kind of board game conversions, like Gears of War or the Bioshock?
I know there's a Batman one. There's a Batman Arkham Asylum that I've been itching to play.
Yeah.
And I know there's a Walking Dead game as well, which I heard is really good.
There's a few, isn't there? There's a Walking Dead card game and there's a Walking Dead board game.
I've got a friend who's been playing the board game and he said it's really good.
And that's
good.
Really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I would like to play that.
Yeah, so what's Uncharted about? I've never
it
even
was
seen inside that.
Very hard to look. We sat and tried to figure out how to play it for about an hour.
But even Aaron couldn't grab it.
Yeah. But once we finally got it and we played it a couple of times, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was
really
good fun.
So you were in Melbourne playing a board game?
Yeah, sitting in our hotel room.
Because
we'd been at PAX all day and then that's
there was just too much stuff to do.
There was, and you were so exhausted.
Nightlife was out there and you thought,
and we're
let's play Uncharted.
We're going to sit and play Uncharted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you took an hour to learn it?
Yeah, well, it was about that. It wasn't an easy game to grasp.
That's amazing, isn't it? Because you think it'd be... I'd have thought it would be a bit of a gateway kind of game because it sort of grabs people that have just been playing the video game, right?
Yeah, yeah. But I said, it's like I said to Aaron, if I was to get any of my friends to play, I'd have to sit and teach them first.
Yeah.
And even now, because it's been a few months since I've played it, I feel like I would have to relearn how to play it.
Yeah.
There's
quite a lot of games like that, though.
Yeah.
I feel like my favorite game is Arkham Horror, and every time I sit down, I'm just like, okay, just to recheck here, what the hell do I have to do?
But I think it's really worthwhile, because then you feel like once you know how to play, you're like, it was really good.
So what's the general objective of the game?
I think it was to... Oh, my God, I can't remember. It was something... It was involved treasure, and you had all the different characters from the game. And it was... Because it was a board game, but it had a lot of cards as well. I don't know. It's been so long.
Fascinating
since
stuff.
I know.
So as opposed to all the other games that there are, this one had a board and cards.
And cards.
Did it have dice?
I think so.
Did it have like little markers?
I tell you what board game I used to love as a kid. We used to play all the time was Jumanji. We used to play the Jumanji board game, and it was the game that was in the movie. You'd have cards and you'd roll dice, and the whole point of the game was to get to the center and shout Jumanji.
Make the zoo jump out of your library.
Yeah, it was really cool. That was a really, really good board game.
Okay.
I played a lot.
Anything else?
Does Twister count? No, shunned. Get out.
No.
It's something, the Jumanji board game. That stuck with me.
Jumanji board game. Look out for that.
Watch out.
Good Game St. James. Now, they're our sponsor. And I'm pretty sure then don't stock Jumanji.
No, I don't think they do. I think it's a very old, ancient game that you can't get anymore. But Uncharted, if you ever see Uncharted, or if you know anybody that plays Uncharted, even if you haven't played the video games, I think you should.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that game.
I don't think you need to, because it was just, it was really interesting. For somebody who hasn't played a lot of board games, I really enjoyed it.
Good package? Does it look like well presented? And all
that sort of, very nice.
Who made that? Is it?
Naughty Dog.
Naughty Dog, oh, okay.
Did the video game,
Oh, no, okay. I was thinking, I thought it was like a, it's not an AEG published game. But, you know, it's like Fantasy Flight. All their games are just amazingly beautiful, printed on really nice, good card stock and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not one of those either. Okay, anyway, so Aaron's not here because I was going to ask you, I was going to say, can you confirm for the listeners that that we are indeed the sexiest podcast that is on the internet?
Yeah.
You can? Oh, that's good. Yeah, did you hear that? Did you hear that, listeners?
Yep.
It's been confirmed.
There you go.
Yeah, fantastic. And you haven't taken offense to the socks and the underwear hanging off of the...
Nope.
That's good. You've done well. what else have we got? Oh, that's right. I've got this. I've got this picture. I'll have to put this. Have to put this in the show notes because this is a picture off the internet.
Okay.
I'm about to show it. Pick it up. This. You see this girl here?
Oh my god.
That. She's an amazing looking girl. She looks just like she could be a sister of yours, right?
Yeah.
But this is a picture that I'll put up on the internet that I found also.
Yeah.
Today. This is, I'll put this on the show notes. Have a look at this one. This is more how I normally interact with you when you're around. It's great pod listening, isn't it?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right, I'll put that up later on and let everyone have a look. And I'm sure people that know you from the store will be able to get involved in that.
Yep.
See, more props.
More
flowers,
props.
Drinks, pictures.
I'm so impressed. It's not funny.
Yeah, you'll have to wait for that one, everyone. All right, what else have I got on this scrap of paper? You do art.
Yes, I do.
You do frame extensions.
Yes.
You do full things, but then you do other stuff as well. What's going on in there? You've been practicing for Pixar?
Yes.
How did that go?
For Pixar a few times.
A few times?
It's gone good.
A yearly hobby?
It is. I try to make it a yearly thing that I do.
Listen to that. Hear that, Pixar?
Watch out.
Yeah.
No, it's just something that I wanted to do, apply for Pixar. It was a milestone for me. So I was like, yep, cool, I've applied to Pixar. But I don't think my style is something that you're ever going to see in a Disney movie.
Oh, okay.
Pixar
so
movie.
What sort of style would you describe yourself as having?
At the moment, I'm doing a lot of comic type stuff. I really love the line work and playing with colors and that. So I do a lot of comic-ish type of stuff. That's
do you do? Because it's kind of, I've seen some of your stuff is like really strong like line art, so like bold out exterior line. I don't know what you call that.
Mm-hmm.
But then do you start with pencils and inks, or do you just do it all digitally?
I used to draw traditionally all the time, but at the moment
traditionally.
But at the moment I do it all on the computer.
Paint with your tongue now.
Yes. I just say to the computer, draw me this, and it appears.
Draw me something awesome, and it just
appears.
So what sort of tools are you using?
I use Photoshop. And I've got just a bamboo Wacom tablet.
Yeah.
I'd love to save up and buy one of these massive Cintiqs.
Yeah,
they're beautiful. We got them at uni.
I know someone who's got one of those.
Wonderful. Dave. Yeah, what an arsehole.
What a waste.
Give it to me, please.
No, they're amazing. They're amazing.
Yeah, they are.
So are the bamboos good?
Yeah, the bamboo's good. I mean, I've been using that now since I started my course, and it's just as... like drawing on paper for me. I mean, it took practice in the beginning because it's a weird thing to draw and not look where you're drawing, you know? It took a bit to get used to. But, it's good. I really enjoy it and I've used it for ages. And
so if the line art, I can see what you're saying about it being different to Pixar stuff. So where will that take you then? What sort of stuff are you heading
for? At the moment, I'm doing a lot of commission work with that.
Yeah.
And with... trying to get into the games industry, I feel like I have two styles. I'm doing one that's kind of a lot of comic stuff, and I do that a lot of commission-wise when people say, oh, can you draw me doing this or can you draw this for me? That's how I do it.
Yeah.
But when I'm...
Like you did one for Aaron and Jess, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. For her birthday,
or something like that.
Yeah. They were really happy, which was cool.
Aaron looked way too ripped. Should be in
I know. I was going for gay.
Yeah.
He was in like a corset.
Yeah.
He didn't realize when I sent him the draft, it was all black and white.
Yeah.
And he told me that he didn't realize that it was a corset. He thought it was a full body.
He thought it was pretty hardcore.
And then when he saw the color, he was half naked. So,
You tell him that, it was, you'd actually got the reference photo that we'd sent in?
Yep.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
I thought I did him a favor. I mean, come on.
Yeah, he's pretty,
he
pretty
looks ripped in that.
Pretty, I know. He's never been that ripped.
And then for the games industry and what I put in my portfolio is a lot of concept type stuff. So, I try to go not super realistic, but it's, photo textures and do a lot of texture painting. Still digital
stuff?
Still digital, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and then I've got my cards that I do as well. So it's all
so the
all
so good. The end thing would be like working in comics then, or working with the more photoreal stuff. Or what was that get used for?
Is there for games, oh, it does, films? Is it? Yeah. I'd love to become a concept artist and like 2D concept artist, whether it be doing environments or characters or whatever for games and movies.
Yeah, that's sweet, isn't it? Yeah. So they sort of say, here's a story of the game or the movie. Just flesh it out and make it look real, and then they choose the environments and how they look.
Yeah,
and then
they'll say, you know,
like, somebody models it somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, right. So, like, an example is at uni at the moment for a drawing class, we were given either Red Riding Hood or Hansel and Gretel, and they said just design characters and environments for it. So I did Little Red, and I've done it set in space and with, yeah.
There's Austin Mengler's Little Red Riding Hood staring over your shoulder right now.
Yeah. I did mine set in space, so, like, the Wolf's a Bounty Hunter.
Space Red Riding Hood.
Yeah, it's really cool, yeah. So, you know, it's fun to have just kind of redesign things from the ground up. So that's the type of stuff I like to get into. But if I started, you know, doing comic book work and that would be awesome as well. So I'm kind of happy either way at this point.
Which one is the industry which is, you know, there's an easy route from Perth?
I don't think there's an easy route anywhere.
Like, Perth is like the furthest point from everywhere.
Yes.
It's like, and no one's into any of this sort of cool stuff.
No. I mean, it's here, but I was actually doing a presentation at a games soiree at uni the other night. And,
a games what?
Soiree.
You were at a soiree?
Yes, I was. I presented my work at a
Might be
soiree.
Less than 10,000 million years before you kiss Aaron if you're at soirees.
Yes.
Just an observation.
Yeah. Yeah, and the whole big talk there was that there's no games industry in Perth and that there should be. And
that's a meeting of the big minds there,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it was. But it was all about trying to generate
ideas.
There
should be free money in Perth.
There should be.
And there isn't.
There should be. Just
let's make that happen.
The walls made of chocolate and, you know. Yeah. Yeah. But no, it was all about trying to generate ideas of how to get money going in Perth and how to get its industry started in Perth. Because there's game companies here that are just... I had guys come up to me afterwards and say, oh, I'd hire you if I wasn't broke. So there's no money here, so...
Do you feel is it the sort of thing where you got to take one for the team initially, you know, and it's like jump in with a creative bunch of geniuses and just like create something awesome and then get the wheels turning? Because then that would you create your own.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But it's a lot of work, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh my god, it's an incredibly hard thing to do. Yeah, and I mean you could, but it's then you've got to have another job to pay your bills, you know. Yeah. And it's you could do, but what I'd like to do initially, I should say, is try and get a job like over east or overseas. And then get some foundation, get some experience, and then I could always... I've always thought about coming back and trying to start up something here. That would be really cool. No, he's shaking his head. No.
Nah. Once you make it elsewhere, that's it. Perth becomes one of those things where you go, I remember living there for a while.
Yep.
There was people.
Yep, that was about it.
There were bricks and houses and a weird podcast called Seven Land Hand.
But, you know, so, it'll be a hard thing to do, but...
But you're young and you have time and all that sort of stuff. So all the best.
All the best. Yeah,
I'm sure. I asked our listeners for questions for you over Twitter. So we'll maybe blob and get into those. I'm sure they're really in-depth art industry kind of questions.
Ooh, I'm going to plug my sites.
Okay.
So I have a Facebook.
Hang on a minute. Let's pretend like... Where can people find you, Madison?
Oh, okay.
Maddie.
They can look me up on Facebook. I have my
frame extension.
Yes, my altars on Facebook. Crusader Cards.
Crusader Cards. So is that facebook.com/
however Facebook works. So you just type in Crusader Cards.
Crusader
Facebook.
Cards, you'll find it. Yeah,
you'll find it.
And there's a picture of some slag in cartoon slag and
Total Salute, up in my... profile picture. that needs an update, actually. I did that.
That's a profile picture, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how I reel them in, see?
it's a cartoony picture.
Yes. It's not.
I knew it was... I think I knew it was supposed to be you, hence the slag terms.
Yeah. It actually wasn't, though. It was just Liliana, and I just drew her because I like Liliana. And then everybody's like, oh, you drew yourself.
Liliana
like,
is a slag.
No, I didn't. Well, she is, yeah.
Yeah, but,
so we're all good.
We got there in the end.
Yeah.
So, Crusader Cards.
Crusader Cards, and I have a DeviantArt page. In Venetrix.
Now,
which you can go and look
did you
at
know that there's another girl on Twitter who's at Invenatrix, and it's exactly the same?
No, that's weird, hey?
Because I typed it in when I was saying that you were on the show. And this other girl came up.
I know.
I was like, what? So I cut and pasted yours and then put it in and then it worked.
Yeah, that's weird. I would give her a follow though anyway.
You would?
Yeah, I follow her. She's pretty cool.
Do you know her?
Yeah. No.
What the hell does that word mean?
It's Latin for the huntress. Goes back trying to
you think of
it.
You seen outside? Maybe she too should hook up. You've got a poster
I'll
about
do that, yeah.
Can did you know you can win Store Garrick?
Can you?
By listening to this podcast.
So I can't just take it home?
No, you can win it by Christmas, which is coming quickly.
Okay.
Yeah, all you got to do is just remember something. We'll put out a question later on in the year and say, what was Maddie's Crusader card? No, we would say, if you wanted to find Maddie on Facebook, where would you find her?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I'm so going to answer that and win me.
And you would know because you're you.
Yeah.
But someone else might enter as well and they'll put it in there and then we'll draw it out of a hat and they get to take Garrick home.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, if he's missing afterwards, I don't know what happened.
Yeah. We've got a spare at Rockingham.
Okay.
All right. So that's one place to find you. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is and then my DeviantArt page.
DeviantArt page, which
in
is.
In Venetrix.
You better spell that.
So it's capital I, N, capital V, E-N, A-T-R-I-X.
Means the Huntress.
It does. Because I was a big Batman fan and I like the Huntress.
The Huntress.
Yeah.
What do you mean was a big Batman fan?
I am a big Batman
fan.
Yeah.
You don't grow out of that.
No, I don't.
Come on.
I don't.
I accidentally came in a Sin City t-shirt today.
I was at EB Games before and I bought a Batman lamp.
Well done.
Yep.
I've got a Batman esky with me, which the cocktails came in.
That's awesome.
Yep. I don't know if I mentioned this on the pod before. I'm in a state of distress regarding my Batman shirt because I've had it for so long. It came stressed. It was already a stressed Batman t-shirt.
Yeah.
And now I've worn it for a while and it's become naturally stressed and I'm worried, you know, that sooner rather than later, a seam's going to give way.
Oh, that would be a frightening thing.
Something's going to give. And I don't know where to find a replacement. So I can't do with the bold one like what you're sporting.
Mm.
I have to have the, you know, a slightly, off just...
Subtle.
Like, you know, like it was graffitied onto a wall of Gotham
of
thing.
Yep.
That's what I'm looking for.
Mm.
I don't want that. That's a good Batman question. How do you feel about the 70s Batman compared to... Yeah, take us through 70s Batman, Tim Burton Batman, and Christian Bale Batman.
They may hate me for it, but my favorite is Christian Bale Batman.
No, that's good. I'm with you on that one.
I really like Christopher Nolan's dark take, realistic take.
Correct.
Batman Begins was actually the first Batman. It wasn't the first Batman movie I watched, but it had been the first Batman movie that I'd watched in a while. Because I remember watching the Tim Burton ones and everything when I was a kid and stuff. And I watched those recently, and I could.
Laugh
so much.
But at the time, I was so happy that they were dark
because
it was the Tim Burton dark thing had happened.
Yeah.
But they're so shit, aren't they?
They really are.
And like Jack to this day, Jack Nicholson still gets referred to as a Joker and all that sort of stuff. Like, it was genius. But it's so bad.
Really bad.
But that's my opinion, how bad the 70s TV show, which has got a massive cult following, right? And people love it.
Yep.
I can't stand it because it makes Batman into some sort of ridiculous sort of
joke.
Yeah. Really kitschy kind of weirdness, which Batman never was. And for years I'd go, Batman's not like this, man. He's hardcore in the comic books.
He's really
dark. And he's got such a dark story and all this kind of stuff. And they'll be like, it's really cool, you know, when he does the Batman dance.
It's like, no.
I hated that. So that's how bad the 70s one was, that I loved the Tim Burton ones when they came out.
Yeah.
But, I'm equally ashamed of them now. And, Christopher Nolan stuff.
What do you think
Superman?
Yeah, what do you think it's going to be like?
Superman's are such a non-event. I don't know how you can have anything. Like, everything that's right about Batman, he's got a lot of character because he's got so many conflicts from every single angle.
Yeah.
He's got to come out. And he's a sniff away from being the guys he's fighting against. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Superman, no conflicts.
Just
everything's
goody-goody.
Fine.
We had to
invent kryptonite just so that it's something that you can't. It's just shit.
Superman's never done it for me.
No. When the last movie came out and they showed him struggling on a boat in the preview.
Yeah.
And he was like working, it looked like that cable show, where they go out and catch crabs out in the middle of the deadliest catch. And I thought, great, get him out there so he can't use his superpowers or anything like that. And he just hates himself and he's got some inner turmoil. That was in there for about 20 seconds. It's like, oh, I'll just do this job for a while. But it's just happened.
Look at all the struggle I went through.
Yeah, now I'll just go fight some guys from the other planet that I came. It's just rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just don't know what Superman...
How do you feel about Ben Affleck?
Yeah, I'm worried about that one
too.
Yeah,
I'm very, very worried. Very worried.
Did you ever see, what was that one that he did?
Daredevil?
Daredevil. Did you see that?
No. But I heard it was atrocious.
It was so bad. I went through a stage. I thought, I'm just going to buy all the superhero. Every time I see a superhero movie, awesome. I'm loving them. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go out and buy them all. Mm-hmm. And I think I started my collection by getting Daredevil.
And then stopped.
And immediately stopped right after that. It was just shit.
Oh, I'm really scared. Oh, have you seen the pictures of his suit and the Batmobile and stuff?
I've seen the Batmobile, which looks amazing.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen his suit yet.
His suit is... I mean,
it's going to look amazing.
It's very different to Christopher Nolan's one. It's very like big and bulky, and he's got the really short ears.
Right, yeah.
So it's okay.
Well, that's not a bad thing, because the ears are a bit funny.
They're saying they're setting it, trying to explain to people that it's not set in the same universe as Christopher Nolan's trilogy.
Right.
Like, it's just...
See, what's going to upset me is if they have to do a whole Origins... You know when a new franchise comes out?
Yeah.
And they did go back into the Origins one again.
Yeah, they better not do that again.
And they go, "Oh, we have to sit through all this shit again." And you know where it is. You just want another story.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Well, hopefully they'll do that. I hope.
No origin.
No origin for Batman.
No origin story.
Because we know Batman's story.
We know Batman.
So we do. So just throw him in your Superman movie if you have to, and get on with it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but Ben Affleck. I mean, he's been in movies.
I don't see it. I don't see it.
I know, it's just the Daredevil thing's got me so traumatized. I mean, he's been a movie and he's been all right. Remember when were you watching movies when he started, like Good Will Hunting and all that sort of stuff? And he was with Matt Damon. Everyone thought they were geniuses. Yeah. They go, wow, these guys wrote, directed and starred in, and this is awesome. And, you know, it's a really good quality movie.
Mm.
And then it just sort of went really funny and weird.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I can be really excited for it, but at the moment I'm still a bit, okay about it. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work.
Can't we just get Christian Bell back?
Let's
do that again.
Yeah, but he was like, "No, I'm doing three, and that's it." And I was like, "Okay."
Mm. Is that did you with the spy? You know what? I cannot honestly remember the first sort of movie series Spider-Man. But then what's the guy's name that was in that?
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah. But then, have you seen the Amazing Spider-Man stuff?
I haven't seen the reboots.
Terrible. It's just like the last one was the worst one ever. I think I'm the only guy in the whole world who hates Gwen? What's her name? The actress. Have you seen the actress that plays that?
With the
overbite.
Everyone
at home knows.
Yeah, and we don't.
Yeah, Stone. Is the last name Stone?
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone.
Yeah.
Hate Emma Stone.
Really?
Yeah, can't stand it.
I don't mind Emma Stone.
Hate everything about her. And there's her in it, and then there's the guy. And Spider-Man, he's good because he's got that inner conflict as well, because he's just a teenage guy with teenage problems.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, he's in the other half of his life, he's Spider-Man with all Spider-Man's problems.
Yeah.
And he's just trying to run from one to the other and balance everything, and he's got a pain-in-the-ass girlfriend. Well, all they did was just get rid of all of that and just had it just turned into Twilight, and they were just running around, like, worrying about each other, being in love.
Mm.
And, are you in love with me now? No. Oh, I know you're in love, but we just can't be together, so you've got to go. Don't go. I want to be with you, but you just told me to leave, and now I'm upset, so I can't. Okay, we'll come back. But don't, because he might die. And I promised your dad that I wouldn't. And just 2 hours of that shit.
I don't need to see it now.
Excruciating. It was terrible.
The original three were pretty bad, though.
Were they? That's what everyone says, but I thought I enjoyed them. But it could have been like the Tim Burton Batman experience back in the day. I was just happy.
You watch Tobey Maguire acting now, and it's like...
It doesn't work.
It's hard to describe. He's like a puppy.
I was probably just so happy just to have a Spider-Man movie.
Probably, yeah. I mean, I remember liking them at the time, and then they were on TV like a little while ago.
You can't go back, can you?
No.
No. I did that. Have you seen the movie Highlander?
No.
It's the greatest movie of all time until you watch it now.
Right, okay.
Back in the 80s, you watched it. It was like, this is awesome. Had a theme soundtrack
mm-hmm.
by Queen. Totally rocked. It was mm-hmm. brilliant. It was emotional. It was action-packed. It was just, everything was awesome. And now when you watch it, it's cheesy. The scenes in like underground car parks with obvious smoke machines is pumping it out.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's like dun, 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 the music's just like dun, 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 and you go, oh, man, this is just the worst movie. There's still when his wife grows really old and he stays the same age and she dies, it's still touching.
Mm-hmm.
And Queen and Freddie Mercury sings Who Wants to Live Forever in the background. That'll break your heart just for a second. Then you go, what
and then you go,
is this
I just remember this movie was shit. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's no, I don't know. Man, never go back. No. See a movie, enjoy it, walk away.
Yes.
Neats and Twos. Are you familiar with Neats and Twos?
asking questions and tweeting them.
It started with tweets and news, but it turned out that nobody knows how to tweet in Australia, so the whole segment fell flat.
Fair enough.
So it's called Neats and Twos now. It's an Aaron thing.
Stupid Aaron.
Stupid Aaron. Yeah. Stupid, sick, chest infected
weak
Aaron. Weak Aaron. Got Neats and Twos and, man, I don't know if you know, if you're a listener at all, you probably don't even have to be a listener. You will know about this guy. You know, have you ever heard of Tim the Meadax?
Yes, I have.
He's written in again.
Unreal.
All the time he's writing in. And today I tweeted, oh my God, we have a gamer girl and artist, Madison Jones, at Invernatrix.
Invernatrix. It's probably
did I say it right?
Yeah.
On the pod tomorrow night, because this was yesterday.
Yeah.
Send your questions, neats and twos. And the Meadax. Oh, boy.
Check right
it
in
out.
There.
Oh, bang, straight
right
in there. All right, he's got a question for you, Maddie.
Uh-huh.
All right, he's got two questions.
Okay.
First one, cowboys, ninjas, or pirates? Go.
Pirates.
Pirates, why?
I've always had a thing for pirates.
Have you?
Yeah.
One eye, missing limbs.
No.
Smelly.
Freedom. Being on the sea. I love the ocean.
Salty.
Freedom. Sword fighting. I used to sword fight. So
did you used to sword fight?
Yeah, I used to fence when I was younger.
So did you really?
I was very good at it, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you're only like about 4 foot tall.
Yeah, I still kicked ass.
Don't you have to... Oh, you just beat them with like intimidation and speed.
Yeah.
Because I
was
thought
fast.
I would just use my long arms and just...
Yeah, I was fast and small and yeah, I loved it. But yeah, pirates.
Sounds like I thought you would be more of a ninja.
Well, yeah, that did cross my mind. Cause
I tell you what, I reckon Aaron would definitely be a cowboy.
He would. Brokeback Mountain.
You've seen that? Yeah, Brokeback Mountain. Yes. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so he can be the cowboy. I'm not going to be. You want to be?
Can't I be a pirate ninja?
I think you should be a pirate ninja. That would be definitely your style.
That's what I want to be.
Because we're talking Batman earlier on. It's a bit of that going on there.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So he said, cowboys, ninjas, or pirates, go applies to all. Oh, so he's saying that's a question for all of us. I think we've done that.
All right.
So, Aaron's the gay cowboy.
But what would you be?
What would I be? Cowboys got the whole Brokeback Mountain thing to it all. And I don't like camping.
Or
I don't
you could
like
go the Red Dead way. Red Dead cowboys are awesome. Did you play Red Dead Redemption?
No, I didn't get around to it. I know what you mean, though. I looked at that
it was
loads
very
of
cool.
times.
Really cool. Sold the West.
No, I don't think I could ride a horse. I'd like to be a ninja, just sneaking around. But I'd probably pull Batman up the ninja thing.
Mm.
I'd probably do that.
Okay.
But, I'm not very good with heights, so couldn't be a really good ninja. I could just be like, you know, I could be like the fighting grandma. I could just tell people how to be a ninja.
Yes.
Like, yeah, wear more black.
Yeah.
Like, jump around a bit.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff. All right. His second question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So catch you off guard. And what's that fucking smell?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Tim? It wasn't Tim the Meadax. I'd imagine. What sort of smell would Tim the Meadax wear? I'd imagine some sort of fine cologne from
something
from
maybe
Venice.
Musky. Yeah.
Yeah, something that would be handmade.
Yes. By a little old lady.
Out of the arses of skunks or whatever it is that they get that stuff from.
I don't think that's where they get it from.
They do. There's some. It's not skunks. There's a, you know those, I don't know what they're, let's call them beavers, because we're on the Rampaging Beaver Network. Did you know that?
Yep, okay.
Yeah. No, we are.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we are. I'll explain that to you later on.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds dirty, but it is.
Okay.
There's some beavers that they feed coffee to, and then they shit the coffee out, and they scoop that up and make coffee out of it.
Bollocks.
No, it's true, because they have some sort of fragrance. What are we talking about? They have some sort of fragrancy thing around their ass that adds to the coffee bits or something.
And don't believe you.
Oh, it is
I'm
so
gonna go
true.
Look that up now.
I wish we had a producer, because he could be looking it up now.
Yeah.
The name will come to me in a little while. But anyway, so what's that fucking smell?
I think
you put the G on the end of fucking.
Oh, so it's not fucking. Like fucking.
Fucking.
Mm.
And what's that goddamn smell?
Well, I assume it's now beavers.
It's beavers. Beavers asses.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely beavers asses. All right, well, we've got that covered.
Yep.
And since that one, we've had a lot of jealousy about the general layout of the pod tonight, but it's just a regular pod, Maddie. It usually looks like this.
Mm-hmm.
Usually we have more flowers because, you know, Aaron and Kian are here.
Oh, yeah.
And the odour is fucking terrible.
I bet. And Aaron loves flowers.
He
so
does. He's a delicate petal.
He is.
Yeah. What else we got? Oh, Axel's Philosophy Corner. Yeah, you'll enjoy this. Every fortnight at the moment, yeah, we've had Axel's been posting in some questions of a philosophical nature to get us, you know, keep us on our toes.
Okay.
And usually, you know, it's usually it's dirty.
All right.
This one is actually quite highbrow. He's written, so my question today for Axel's Philosophy Corner, see, he's starting to reference the fact that we're calling Axel's Philosophy Corner, is, this is his question, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather live forever but have some sort of memento-style short-term memory loss or know everything but only have a few years left to live?
Oh, that's such a good question.
You know, you're familiar with Memento.
Yeah, like...
The movie.
No.
The movie. Oh, right.
No, I'm not.
In this movie, Memento, this guy, I think it was, the whole movie was going backwards, so it's going to be hard to explain, but he had really short-term memory, and he had to keep, he would write stuff onto his own body and then get it tattooed on there so that he could remember what was happening.
Right, okay.
So if, because he was trying to solve the murder of his wife or something like that, or something bad had happened. I don't know if that was when he got the head injury and all things went sour. There's some really evil scenes, you know, where people would screw him over by doing something to him and then leave him in a bad way and then walk out of the room, wait the required amount of time for his memory to get lost, then walk back in and go, hey, man, how you going? Oh, you all messed up. Let me help you. And then you can trust me. And then he'd tattoo onto himself, trust Maddie, even though you just fucked me up five minutes before. Yeah, see? It's very difficult.
Yeah.
It was, I'm overstretching it now. It was an Australian actor. It's really good.
Okay, I love that.
So that's what he's mean by memento-style short-term memory loss. So you can live forever, but you've got to deal with that. You know, so you've got like about 2.5 minutes and then clean slate. 2.5 minutes, clean slate. And, you know, if you're going to do the tattoo trick, you've only got so much area to do it on. Or know everything, but only have a few years left to live.
I think I would go for know everything.
You know, I would as well. I'd go for know everything, and then I would, because I knew everything, I would combat the only few years left to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Solve it, and then you would live forever anyway.
Store Garrick comp. We've sort of mentioned this earlier on. Keep listening, keep remembering all this sort of stuff, or get a general vibe for what we're talking about, because who knows, we might ask a question about this, the Gamer Girl episode with Maddie, and in, I don't know, November, something like that, we're going to have a pizza and beer party out there, live show, and we're going to draw all the entrants out of a hat, and someone's going to walk home with Garrick, literally.
If I don't do that today already.
What's that?
Nothing.
No, that's not going to happen. The Huntress. I'll protect him from Maddie's thieving Huntress hands. And then the final thing was to talk about was Super Series 6, Super Series Qualifier number 6, which is, all I can say, coming soon, because that information is inside Aaron's head.
Thanks, Aaron.
Yeah, and I don't know what that is, but I don't know when it is, I don't know what it is, because there'll be a different format to it, but it is coming soon. What did we do? We did an October one, because I was there disastrously, so I imagine it'll be in November. Sounds reasonable,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Sounds reasonable.
I think it's like a monthly thing. So there must be a final coming up soon, because I think there's the 8th one is the final or something. Anyway, get down to Good Games, St. James, and find out. You know, those guys know what's going on.
Badger Aaron. He's not here, so badger him.
No, don't go anywhere near Aaron. He's coughing up a lung.
Oh, yeah, don't. You might get sick and die. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll talk about that in a fortnight. We'll give Kian and Aaron here. Well, maybe Kian and an empty seat. Do you want to come back in a fortnight and talk magic?
If they
we could fire Aaron now.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're in control of the pod.
We are. Aaron, you're fired.
Yeah, that's it. You've been fired.
You're done.
You're done, Aaron. Thanks for coming, though. Yeah, review that day. Oh, okay. So, yeah, we've got the commentary for number 5 to do as well when Aaron's healthy. So we do a commentary for all the video. We videotape the final.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I know that.
Yeah. Toby Jeevy, he does it. The video, and we do the commentary over the top of it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And so next fortnight, Kian's back. Yeah. And maybe Aaron, or maybe not. Maybe just Maddie. We'll just do Maddie and Kian.
Yeah.
Kian will be happy with that because he's one of those lecherous gamer guys that we were talking about earlier on in the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
He did no disagreement there. It's like, yep, definitely. I know that guy. All right. So, so I was going to put here, wait until he finds out that we had a girl in here behind his back. Anyway, and then next month, check this out. We've got my favorite girl in all of Rockingham.
Holy shit. Sarah.
Sarah's coming in. Yeah. I imagine she'll ride a horse in.
Yeah, I hope she does.
Because I've never seen her without a horse.
And I'd like to be there when that happens.
Yeah, you could come on and it'd just be me and Sarah and you just in this tiny room and it'll be awesome.
Mm.
It'll be like the best day I've ever had.
Yeah, if, she better bring a horse in though. There needs to be a horse in here.
And that's sort of ruining it now.
It can be a girl
wasn't,
horse.
One wasn't that one. Didn't what I have in mind. No.
Right, okay, yeah, with you, yeah.
Okay, yeah, anyway. So I might use deodorant next month.
Might be a good idea.
Yeah, be all right. Now, I've learned a few things from you today.
Yeah,
so yeah,
I'm glad I can teach you.
To all of this, and I'll apply it when Sarah comes in and see if that goes down all
and
right.
And she'll be so surprised because you'll be so well-mannered and...
Yeah, I'll say please and thank you and all that sort of
very
shit.
Very gentlemanly, yeah.
Yeah.
I think she'd love that.
All right, I'm going to spring this on you. We're going to blob now, and then what we usually do is we come back and Aaron does his outro. Aaron's not here.
I'm going to do the outro.
You can do the outro.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, bring it.
All right, let's blob. Oh, good times. What? Man, if you could only see what happened in that blob. Amazing.
It'll
good
never
times.
Be seen by anybody.
So much better without Aaron here.
So much better.
So much better.
Why do you even have him?
I've got no
why
idea.
Why do you bother?
I don't know.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. That was great.
I've enjoyed myself.
Yeah, we've gilded up.
Yeah.
In the pod.
But not too much because then otherwise it's just...
You potted like a girl.
Good.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, no, that was a good thing.
Is that
thing.
A good thing or a
that's a good thing. You potted exactly like a girl.
Okay. Yeah, well, I had fun. I don't think you need Aaron anymore. I'll just do it.
No, you're Hyper Magic Nerd badged up now?
I am.
Yeah. Wear that. High five anyone that you see.
Oh, I will.
You're part of a select club now.
That's awesome. I feel the need to shout it. And I will.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Don't forget to visit my sites and that.
Where can we find you?
Crusader Cards on Facebook. You just type that in, search it up. And Inventrix on DeviantArt. And you can always follow some chick called Inventrix on Twitter too.
She'll
like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, you're probably going to get loads of hits after this, you know that?
I hope so.
Yeah, that's good.
That'd be cool. Somebody to listen to my rants and my ravings.
And we'll have you back. It'll be good to have you back.
Yeah, I better be back. Because Aaron's out of a job now, so.
He is, yeah, he's gone. He's fired.
Useless, yep.
Yeah. See you, Aaron. It's good knowing you.
Yeah. He's probably very ill. I hope he's okay.
Do we do you, though?
Not really.
No, I didn't.
I just said that to sound.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. Yeah.
Not completely.
Not completely. Not completely.
No.
It's 85%. So, yeah, I hope to be back. I'm going to play some more magic and get up to date what's been going on and what's happening.
Yeah, we might have some really good cards in that deck.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
All right. Well, that's that then, isn't it?
That's that. I think so.
That's okay.